You're listening to the truth of the youth, by the youth, and for the youth.
En jy is nog steeds ingeskakel op KC 107.7, die klang wat vrede gee saam met my Lael van Wyk op jou program, Truth of the Youth. En soos beloof, het ek die lieflike Kessie die Loos hier in die studio saam met my. Kessie die Loos was born and raised in Paarl, and she's 19 years old and currently a student at the CPT Penalism University. My spiritual journey began at the age of 17, and it has been a transformation experience marked by both challenges and triumphs. Throughout my faith, I have had the privilege of sharing the gospel and witnessing numerous miraculous results in living, being positive and impact and saved. This journey has been instrumental in sharing my values and conviction, and I am connected to grateful for the redemption and purpose God has bestowed upon me. So, goeienaand Kessie, how does it go?
Good evening, Lael. It's going good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here with us. So, Kessie, tell us, who is Kessie Loos in a nutshell?
Well, I wouldn't say this much to say because you said a lot about me, but Kessie Loos is a talkative young girl from Paarl that loves the Lord with all her heart. And I love to share the gospel, and whoa, that is me.
that is so good. Where did your love for Bible study begin?
Well, my passion for Bible study was sparked by my curiosity. As I went deeper into the scriptures, my fascination grew and a love for Bible study was born. Then this new profound love created this desire in me to share the word with others.
Yes.
And I felt compelled to spread the message of hope and inspiration that I've discovered. And that is where Bible study started.
Wow, that is awesome. That is amazing. Why is it so important for young people to do Bible study?
In today's society, where feelings of lostness and sadness are often labeled as depression, It's more important than ever for young people to know the Word of God. The Bible provides guidance, hope, and light in the darkness. As per Psalm 119 verse 105 says, reminds us, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." The word of God offers a beacon of hope, illuminating our way and guiding us through life's challenges. By knowing and embracing the word, young people can find comfort, strength, and direction in a world that often seems overwhelming.
Yes. Wow, it's so amazing. Do you think it is important for the youth to join a youth group?
Of course. I think to grow spiritually as a young person, it's essential to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who share your passion for God. Being part of a community of peers who aspire to deepen their relationship with Christ provides encouragement, support, and accountability. Additionally, having mentors who are spiritually mature and experienced can offer valuable guidance, wisdom, and support. This collective support system enables you to grow closer to God, navigate life's challenges, and stay committed to your faith. With a strong spiritual foundation, you'll be better equipped to face the ups and downs to life and fulfill your purpose in Christ.
Wow. That is so powerful and so amazing. Maar vandag se jong mense dink is die beste om op die hoek te staan met okkapype en drank, dat hulle weet nie wat is die purpose en van God hier. Hulle weet nie wat is, hoe is dit lekker by die huis van die Here nie.
That's true. I think, and this is where the generational curse needs to be broken by this generation that's currently now. The generational curse needs to break because it can't continue.
Yes. And we must start by ourselves. We must start breaking dead generational curses.
Definitely.
Yes. This is really amazing. So ja, Kasieland, net soos Kessie so wonderlik saam met ons gesels, het sy ook 'n gunsteling lied wat ek dink wat die hele Paarl se harte gaan roer. So ons is nou weer terug, ons gaan gou vandag vir 'n musiekbreek.
Of the youth, by the youth, and for the youth.
Julle is nog steeds ingeskakel op Kasi 07.7 saam met my Laal van Wek en ook die Iwe Cassidy Lewis, waar ons een bykie saam met jou gesels oor die belangrikheid van Bybelstudie, waar jy glad nie wil uitmis nie. En dit wys my net vir ons ook dat ook hoe Bybelstudie belangrik is in die mense lewe. En soos Cassidy, as a believer, is it easy for you to ignore or avoid the temptations of the world?
Well, when I first started following God's word, it was a challenging journey. However, I discovered the powerful combination of fasting and prayer, which helped me overcome the obstacles. It wasn't easy as the enemy tried to tempt me with the past desires that I had and distractions, but I held firm, clinging to God's promise. In Revelation 3 verse 11 says, "I am coming soon, hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown." This verse became my anchor, reminding me to stay focused and preserve through fasting and prayer. I experienced spiritual breakthroughs and grew closer to God. Now my walk with God is stronger, and I'm grateful for the journey that taught me to rely on Him.
Wow, so beautiful. Cassidy, you know, when you are at a party, your friends invite you to a party, how does it feel? Don't people ask you, "You are then a Christian, what are you doing here?"
So sometimes people would ask me, like, "Don't you want to drink? Don't you want to..." It doesn't bother me. You do you. I'll pray for you. But don't try to pressurize that on me. But most of the time, I try to avoid.
Yes.
Like, sometimes we'd go to home parties. I'd go to support my friends if it's their birthday parties. But other than that, I'm a homebody.
That is so awesome. You and a group of friends always do Bible study together. How is the experience for you?
Amazing. So I'm in this Bible study group called the Holy Girl Gold. So we're a bunch of girls from different universities that comes together once a month. It's amazing, like the testimonies that come out there, the prayer requests. It's amazing being surrounded, as I said, being surrounded by like-minded people that love the Lord, that have the same goal. Yes. It's so amazing because you don't know what to expect.
Exactly.
You never know what to expect with the girls.
Exactly. Cassidy, I read the Bible there, but I sometimes struggle to study the Bible. And I don't think I'm the only one. So what advice can you give to people, for young people who are not sure how to start or how to go to study the Bible, how to study the Bible? What advice can you give to us?
My advice to young people that's starting to read the Bible, that have no clue about what is happening, I would always say, first start with the four Gospels.
Yes.
The four Gospels, which is from Matthew, Luke, from the New Testament.
Yes.
I would say start from there, because that just opens your mind to why we are Christians, why Jesus was resurrected for us.
Yes.
Then start from there, and then you go over to the Old Testament.
Yes.
And always before you start with reading the Bible, I wouldn't say go and rush into it. Read a scripture a day. Start small and it will grow. But I'd always start with a prayer. Ask God to open your heart, open your mind.
Yes.
Open your ear gates so that you can take in what's being said, and also understand what's being said.
Yes. You know, a beautiful thing our bishop learned us in church. He said it in his word, and it hit me. He said, "Lord, be in my mind, in my thinking, be in my mouth, in my speaking, and be in my heart, in my loving." Yo, that word spoke to me.
It's beautiful.
That word spoke to me. And I'm using that word every time I pray, and it's so amazing.
That's beautiful. I haven't heard that before.
Yes.
But that's so amazing.
So, personally, how do you feel about the book of Revelation?
Wow. I feel like when I first read the book of Revelation, I felt so convicted, and I felt like, wow, I'm going now. I'm going to the other way. I'm not going to heaven because of the things I did. But I also feel like the book of Revelation is to convict us so that we can know what we are doing wrong. But it's also a testament to what is going to happen if we don't live on the straight and narrow path. So Yeah, now that I'm so deep in Christianity, identifying myself in Christianity, it's making sense. And I get why God said what he said.
So, so amazing. We have a message here. Nadeline en Lalik is ingeskakel, Magdalene van Skalkwyk, baie dankie aan die Magdalene. Thank you so much to Cassidy. We are never too old to learn from young people. I take your advice.
Thank you so much.
Yes, so people are mostly scared of the Book of Revelation, but the Book of Revelation is speaking to us, actually warning us and telling us how we must live our lives,
yes,
according to God's ways and to His will. Yes, so Cassidy, are there any motivational words that you can speak to, that you can say to people who can hear your voice, young people?
My motivation to young people would be is stay in the Word of God. Don't ever, ever leave the feet of the Lord, because once you are on that path, and it's never easy, eh? It's never easy. It's never easy. But once you are there and you're seeking the Lord,
yes,
it's so amazing, man, because you never know what to expect. And your desires, your heart's desires that the Lord has for your life, your purpose starts to get displayed in your life, and that is so amazing. And there's a scripture in the Bible that I always, when I'm about to do something so tough, or I'm supposed to do something so big, Philippians 4 verse 13, that says, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. So I would say to the young people, walk with those words and walk with the Lord, and nothing will come in your path.
Wow, wow. So, so amazing. So, ja, Kasielan, daar het julle gehoor die liefde vir Bybelstudie en hoe jy kan Bybelstudie begin. Wat jy kan doen om Bybelstudie te doen. Maar, Cassidy, ongelukkig kom ons by my favorite part van die soul. Die icebreaker question, also the question of the week. Do you find it hard to accept yourself? If so, what is blocking you?
Well, I used to find it very hard to accept myself for who I am. I had a lot of insecurities. But when I started accepting myself and finding my identity in Christ, I started accepting that I'm a talkative person.
Yes.
I started accepting that I look the way I look. I am the way I am. So who loves me the way I am and who comes and, you know, takes me for who I am,
yes,
those are the people that's here to stay in my life. So, yeah, I accept the way I am and I'm just, yeah.
Wow, that's so good and amazing. You know, I read something on my state, on someone's status, I watched, and yo, that was so beautiful. It says, every new year, we are making the resolution of changing ourselves. But why don't we make the resolution to be ourselves?
Yeah.
Because most of the young people feel that they are not good enough, that the world is tearing them apart. But you are good enough. Jy is goed genoeg. En die Here gee jou krag.
I feel like it's a lot to do with social media, man, and what the society expects from us. You need to look a certain way in order for people to like you. You need to act a certain way in order to be accepted in society. I mean, come on now. It's the 21st century. Are we still gonna be like that? Like, no, man. I said a similar problem. I used to think if my hair was a certain way, maybe this person would like me. If I had a lighter skin complexion, maybe this one would accept me for the way I am. But at the end of the day, you would find that you just have to be yourself.
Exactly.
And seek your identity in Christ. Because if I have to compare the way a person that I was before I came to God, no, thank you.
Totally different.
Slide. I'm happy now that I am by God. And yeah. The person that I am, I love it.
One more message for you, then we are going to go. Beautiful young lady, keep doing what you are doing. May God bless you in abundance.
Thank you so, so much for that message.
Cassidy, thank you so much for being with us and telling us your story and teaching us how to do Bible study and what the importance of Bible study means to you and to others outside. Thank you for that. Thank you for joining us tonight.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me so much.
Thank you. So, yeah, is there any shout-outs you want to give to anyone?
Oh, a shout-out to my grandpa for leading me to Christ, Louis Conradi, and a shout-out to Rosalind Conradi, my grandmother, who woke up literally every morning on a Sunday morning to wake me up for church back in the day when I didn't want to go to church. I appreciate it. Yeah.
You know, the same thing happened to me. Né? I didn't want to go to Sunday school, but my granny...
I didn't like church. I didn't like church people. I didn't like anybody that had to do with church. Yes. And look at me now.
Exactly. Now... We don't want to leave church.
No.
But thank you. Thank you so much, Cassidy. May the Lord guide you on your journey further. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Thank you for walking in the footsteps of the Lord. Thank you for being you, being yourself. Thank you so much, Cassidy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Lyle.
Thank you.